This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched several rail and road infrastructure projects worth over 3,250 crore rupees aimed at strengthening connectivity and accelerating development in West Bengal and the Northeast. Addressing a gathering at Malda in West Bengal, Mr. Modi said he is delighted to flag off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train for Malda. He said several Amrit Bharat train services are also being introduced to boost connectivity.
आज से भारत में वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेनों की शुरुआत हो रही है। ये नई वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेन देशवासियों के लंबे सफर को और आरामदायक बनाएगी, शानदार बनाएगी, यादगार बनाएगी। आज बंगाल को चार और नई अमृत भारत एक्सप्रेस ट्रेनें भी मिली हैं। इससे पूरे उत्तर बंगाल की कनेक्टिविटी बेहतर होने वाली है।
The Prime Minister said this is the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train connecting the land of Ma Kali to the land of Ma Kamakhya. He said this modern train will expand across the entire country in the coming years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Assam this evening. During his two-day visit, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of a development project and flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains. The Prime Minister will also perform Bhumi Pujan for the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor in Nagaon district tomorrow. Maruti Suzuki will establish a massive new vehicle manufacturing plant at Koraj in Gujarat with an investment of 35,000 crore rupees. An investment letter exchange ceremony was held in Gandhinagar today between the Gujarat government and Maruti Suzuki India Limited in the presence of Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi. Spread across 1,750 acres of land, the new facility will eventually consist of four units, each with a capacity of 2,50,000 cars, bringing the total production to 10 lakh units per year. As part of Operation Sagar Bandhu, the Indian Army Engineers has successfully constructed the third Bailey Bridge, which measures 120 feet at 15 kilometers on B-429 highway in Sri Lanka. This achievement follows the earlier launch of two Bailey Bridges in the Jaffna and Kandy regions. The bridge, located in the central province, reconnects the Kandy and Novara Eliya districts, restoring a critical lifeline that had remained disrupted for over a month following the devastation caused by Cyclone Dithwa. Union Minister of State George Kurian today said that the PM Vikasit Bharat Rozgar Yojana would create more employment opportunities for the youth across the country. Addressing a press conference in Kottayam, he said recent changes made to certain central government schemes were aimed at ensuring that their benefits reach wider sections of the society. Mr. Kurian added that generating more employment opportunities is a key objective of the union government. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today paid tribute to the former Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu, Dr. M.G. Ramachandran, M.G.R., on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that as a statesman and a cultural icon, Dr. M.G.R. played immortal roles in both films and politics. He said that Dr. M.G.R. always had a transformative impact through accelerating development of Tamil Nadu and ensuring welfare. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today discussed strengthening the India-Canada economic partnership with Premier of British Columbia, Canada, David Eby. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the two sides discussed advancing trade and investment cooperation, exploring collaboration across sectors such as critical minerals, manufacturing, clean energy, technology, education, defense, and innovation. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup 2026, rain has stopped game when India were 192 for 6 in 39 overs. For India, wicketkeeper batter Kunduz scored a steady half century. 14-year-old Vaibhav Suryavanshi has been India's top scorer, hitting 72 of 67 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.